Invite you to take your Bibles this morning. Turn with me to the book of John, chapter 5. There is one who accuses you. Jesus, having given witness to the fact that He was the Son of God, that He was equal with God, that all judgment was given unto Him, that all might honor Him, that He was the giver and is the giver of life. Said, but I know that you have a law that a matter cannot be decided upon the testimony of one. And so I give to you my list of witnesses as to what I've just told you. John the Baptist, one whom you revere, one whom you hold in high regard, has given witness of me. The Holy Spirit gives witness of me. The works that I do, they give witness of me. The Father Himself has given witness of me. And His word gives witness of me. That is the word which ye read, and you boast yourselves in. And you boast of the fact that you can quote large portions of the Word of God. You know it so well, you know where the middle of the Scriptures are. You know the middle jot, tittle of those Scriptures. And you think that in your knowing them so well, they have eternal life. And then He turns His witness against them, against men. He said, "And ye will not come to me My witness, my witness is true, and all these witnesses, the Scriptures which you know so well, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life." You have not the love of God in you. And how can ye believe? How can you come to me? How can you believe? Because you're receiving honor of men. You receive the applause and the praise of men. Now verse 45 through verse 47. He says, there's one that accuses you. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me. For he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my word? Men, according to these three verses that we just read, men will not believe the word of God. Jesus said, Moses wrote of me. Moses, the law of Moses, in whom you trust. These Jews placed much confidence, much trust. They were confident that Moses wrote the Pentateuch, wrote the law, wrote the five books. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Put much reliance upon it. The prophecies in Genesis through Deuteronomy, in which Jesus was referencing, were Moses' writings concerning Jesus Christ, concerning the Messiah. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. You don't have to turn there. But the word of God says, Moses wrote, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, speaking to Satan, and between thy seed and her seed, between the seed of Satan and between the woman's seed, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. It shall, the seed of woman, Jesus Christ, shall bruise thy head. And thou, the seed of Satan, shall bruise his heel. Yes, wicked and sinful men, we're going to We're going to bruise the heel. We're going to crush the heel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Christ, in his dying on the cross and rising again from the grave, delivered a death blow, a crushing blow to the head of Satan. Satan couldn't prevent it. Satan couldn't stop it. Chapter 12 of Genesis and verse 3, Moses recorded God's words to Abraham, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. The seed of Abraham, Christ came from the seed of Abraham. The seed of Abraham was going to come, and it was going to be a blessing and all the families of the earth. Genesis chapter 22 and verse 8. Moses recording for us that Isaac, they came to the mount, and Isaac said to his father, Father, here's the altar, here's the wood, here's the fire. But where is the sacrifice? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Genesis chapter 49 and verse 10. Here Moses records for us what Jacob in prophecy said concerning his son Judah. He said, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh. Until peace. Until the Prince of Peace cometh, and unto him, unto the peace, unto the Prince of Peace, shall all the gathering of the people be. Moses records for us in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18 and verse 15, what God had told him and told him to deliver to the children of Israel. He said, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him, unto that prophet that the Lord God is going to raise up, and that word prophet is capitalized, unto him ye shall hearken, give ear, give attention, give obedience unto him. So the writings of Moses were full of the prophecy of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. These are just some that give specific reference. But then the sacrifices which God commanded Moses and the children of Israel from Mount Sinai, the sacrifices which they were offered, they portrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only the sacrifices, but the tabernacle which they were to build there in the wilderness, and the instruments and all their furnishings, all in some aspect gave credence to the Lord Jesus Christ and to his coming. In these, those Jews trusted. They believed the Messiah was to come. Jesus said, I will not accuse you. I don't need to accuse you before the Father. Jesus didn't come to accuse. He didn't come to judge. That will be at his second coming. But he came to save his people. The book of Matthew, chapter 1, and verse 21. The angel of the Lord said to Joseph, the one who had espoused Mary to be his wife, and now Mary's going to be with child, but it's going to be with child of the Holy Ghost. And Joseph was in a dizzy. He didn't know what to do. He thought to put her away. Thought she'd been unfaithful. And the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and said, not so. That which is in her is conceived of the Holy Spirit. And he said, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Meaning Savior. He saves. For he shall save his people from their sins. He came to save. Matthew chapter 18 and in verse 11. He says, for the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Come to save the lost. In the book of Luke, in chapter 19, and verse 10, he says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus said, I not accuse you before the Father. I don't need to accuse you before the Father. But Moses is going to accuse you. Moses, in whom you trust, that has reference to the law of Moses. When he said Moses, he's talking about the law of Moses, which is the law of God, delivered by the pen of Moses, the writings of Moses. John chapter 1. John chapter 1 and verse 17 clears that up for us. For the law was given by Moses. You see, it's talking about the law of Moses. That which he wrote of. That which God gave him in the mount to deliver to his people. Yes. These Jews believed his writings. The writings of Moses. They even believed his writings concerning the Messiah. They were looking for the Messiah. But they didn't see him. John had said, and John the Baptist had said in the first chapter of the book of John there, and I didn't look up the verse, but when the Pharisees sent men to investigate who John the Baptist was, he said, he standeth among you, and you know him not. One whom ye know not, and he standeth right among you. Yes, they said they trusted that the Messiah was going to come, but they obviously were not looking for him. They did not believe that it was Jesus of Nazareth. In fact, they said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Nazareth, you got to understand, it's the uppermost northern part. It lay right next to Syria. They were a bunch of half-breeds that dwelt in Nazareth and Galilee. Nazareth was a little despicable town in Galilee. Oh, they rested in and boasted of the law of Moses. There are those today who rest in this book, boast of it. They even can quote more scripture than I can. And they think in their much knowledge, just as these Jews, of the scripture, that they have eternal life. But one thing they lacked. They lacked in obedience. They lacked in obedience to the law of God. They lacked in obedience to the scriptures. They did not believe to the saving of their souls. They did not live according to the law of Moses. They sinned in unbelief. Sin is a transgression of the law. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4 tells us. The man that sinned transgresseth the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And all are sinners. And so, the law, the word of God, brings charges against them. Brought charges against these Jews, and it brings charges against men today. It condemns men today. Jesus saying here, he had no need to accuse them to the Father. For the law of Moses accuseth you and continues to accuse you. And as long as you abide in unbelief, it continues to accuse you. As long as you abide in disobedience, it continues to accuse you. The very one, the writer, Moses. See, they didn't even see that it was the law of God. They didn't even see that it was that Moses was just an instrument that God used to pen his word so that they would have it ever before their eyes to read, to memorize, to know God's will for them. They put such confidence in the fact that Moses was the writer thereof. But these writings, the Word of God, the law of Moses specifically referred to here in this passage was going to be the one that accused them. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah in chapter 30. In verse 9. Isaiah chapter 30, and look with me at verse 9. That this is a rebellious people. Lying children. Rebellious against who? Rebellious against God. Lying children. That will not hearken. That will not hear. The law of the Lord. They refused to hear. They refused to obey it. Oh, they heard it with their ears. They heard it every Sabbath day read from their synagogues, but they refused to obey it. Jump with me down to verses 12 and 13. Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and stay thereon or rely thereon. Therefore, this iniquity, this sin, this iniquity that you are committing shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. In other words, judgment, condemnation. Because you refuse to hear the word of God. You will not believe the word of God. You will not obey the word of God. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 6. And look with me here at verse 10. To whom shall I speak and give warning? To whom shall I speak and give warning? That they may hear. That they may hear, and not only hear, but obey. Behold, their ear is uncircumcised. In other words, it's covered over. They're dull of hearing. And they cannot hearken. They cannot hear and obey. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. To them it's a shame. They despise it. It's a shameful thing. They have no delight in it. Look with me at verse 19. Verse 19. Hear, O earth. Behold. Listen up. This is important. Take note of it. I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. Therefore, it is going to be their accuser. It's what Jesus is saying in our text, the book of Mark. Book of Mark, chapter 7. And look with me, verse 9. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandments of God. To the Pharisees and scribes, to those Jews. Full well ye reject the commandment of God. And here's how they rejected it. Here's how they, it was a reproach to them. Here's how they despised it. That ye may keep your own tradition. Rather than keeping the law of God, the law of Moses, they said it was more important for us to honor our traditions. And here's the tradition they were honoring. It said, for Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother. Honor your father and your mother. Love them. Utmost. Respect them, revere them. When they're old, give honor unto them. Take care of them. And whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. That was the judgment for those that did not honor, those that cursed their father and the mother. They despitefully used them and did them wrong. But ye say, you Jews, you highly religious people, you say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban. That is, it is a gift. In other words, this is a vow that I've given unto the Lord, that I vowed an offering unto the Lord. I must pay my vow to the Lord. I must give this to the Lord. And they were using that as an excuse not to take care of their mother and father, not to render to their needs. By whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. In other words, by their tradition of saying this is a vow that I vowed to the Lord, an offering to the Lord, therefore I can't take care of your mom and dad. So they were released of their obligation to their parents was the judgment of the Jews. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or mother, making the word of God of none effect by your traditions, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do you. Many other things you do that are just like unto this. Disobeying the word of God. And when he had called, well, we don't want to read verse 14. We'll stop with verse 13. Turn with me to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 24. And verse 25. Then he said unto them, O fools, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Notice the emphasis there. To believe all. You see, our duty and our responsibility is not to just believe some of the Word of God. I'm going to pick and choose what I want to believe and what I don't want to believe. Our responsibility is to believe all. The Word of God that is written therein. And if we don't, we are just as he charges these fools who are slow of heart to believe all the Word of God. Notice what John the Baptist said in John chapter 3 and verse 36. He that believeth, he believes and continues to believe and continues to believe on the Son hath. He is in possession of everlasting life. And he that believeth not, he does not believe and continues to not believe. He continues on in that unbelief. Believeth not the Son, shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. He is accused by the Word of God. The Word of God is his accuser. The Word of God is his judge. And he believes not the Word of God. Back to our text, 5 in verse 47. Jesus continues on and says, but if you believe not his writings, that is, the writings of Moses, the law of Moses, if you believe not, and they did not believe, as was evident because they were disobedient, they did not do what was in the law of Moses, in the writings of Moses, how shall ye believe my words? It has been said, I think I've got this right, the Old Testament is the law according to Moses, which is according to God. And the New Testament is the law according to Jesus Christ. It is the words of Jesus. They did not believe the writings of Moses. So Jesus said, as long as you don't believe the writings of Moses, which they have told of me, you will not believe me. You will not believe my words. For, in essence, they are the same word. It is the same testimony. It is the same record. The Old Testament, Christ was foretold, was prophesied. The New Testament is Christ coming, fulfilling that prophecy that was there. He said, you will not believe the Word of God. You don't believe the Old Testament, which is the Word of God. You're not believe. My words, the New Testament. They did not believe the testimony of a man whom they professed was great and honorable. A great and honorable man, Moses. I mean, the Apostle Paul writes of him in the book of Hebrews. They place great honor upon Moses, but they would not believe the Messiah. They would not believe Jesus Christ was the sent one of God, that he was, is the Son of God. I ask this morning, do you acknowledge Christ to be a great and honorable man? Moses, that great and honorable man, Moses said, the Lord thy God is going to raise up a prophet like unto me. Great and honorable, great and noteworthy. To him shall ye hearken. To him shall you hear and obey. Do you acknowledge Christ as a great and honorable man? But do not trust him. Do not believe in him. Do not obey him. Turn with me. The book of John in chapter 12. John chapter 12 and verse 48. In John chapter 14 and verse 15, Jesus said to his apostles, to his church, to the 11 apostles, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, which love is a manifestation of belief, of faith in him, of trust in him, keep my commandments. Jesus says here in chapter 12 of John in verse 48, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. The words of Christ, the word of Christ, the word of God, is going to be his judge. Chapter 14 of John. In verse 24, Jesus, down a few verses and continuing his discourse here from verse 15, where he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He says in verse 24, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. He's not obedient. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These aren't just the words of Jesus that you hear. These are the word of, this is the word of God. We're to honor the Son as we honor the Father. You don't honor the Son, you don't trust the Son, you don't obey the Son, you don't love him supremely. His word's going to judge you. First Timothy, chapter 6. Verses 3 and 4. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, to sound words, to the truth. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to sound words, to truth, even the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud. Knowing nothing. But doting. Doting about, that is, he's obsessed with disputing. Disputing over the word of God. He's proud, knows nothing, and all he wants to do is argue the word of God. About questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings. He's proud. He has never been humbled. He exalts self. My ideas, my thoughts are more important than what's real and what's truth. Book of 1 John, chapter 2, verse 3. The word of God says this, and hereby we do know that we know him. This is how you're going to know that you know him, that you know Jesus Christ, the advocate. The advocate of those that believe. Here's how you're going to know whether you know him. If we keep his commandments. I leave you with this morning. Do you know him? Are you striving day by day to keep his commandments? To be obedient unto his word? Not just some of the word, but is there that striving to be obedient to all the word? Shall we stand?